Have a good day.
You too.
25-021.
25-021.
It's finally your turn.
25-021.
I see.
It's actually not that bad. We've gone well into the afternoon before, so it's not too bad. They knock on wood.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. Sergeant Matthew Clerk of Branford Police Department, C-L-E-R-K-I-N.
Thank you. A summary of the case, Sergeant?
Sure. So back in May of 2024, the appellant applied for a temporary pistol permit at Branford Police Department. On that application, he put, they were never a subject to a restraining order. During the investigation background check, it was shown that the applicant, or the appellant, I'm sorry, was in fact subject to a restraining order back in 2021, within the past 5 years. The appellant was subject to a 91-day restraining order from 9/9/2021 to 12/9/2021. However, they selected no. So that was the initial reason for the omission. I think it's important to note that just during a recent background check prior to the hearing after the denial, the appellant was arrested for a Class D felony charge of assault second and Class B misdemeanor charge of breach of peace on 10/21/24. That again was after the denial of the pistol permit, but before the scheduled hearing. A review of the court docket indicates the next court date is July 15, 2027. And it appears statutorily sealed, so due to that record, it will not be available from the arresting agency.
Would you like to summarize your?
Before you do.
Before you do, because I don't want to get anything on the record. Unfortunately, under 18 U.S.C., it's federal law, 922 subsection N, November, while you're still pending a felony indictment.
Oh, no, I know.
No, you can't possess firearms.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, so that's why I wanted to just avoid all of this. So the initial reason was for the restraining order thing. Obviously, going through this process, they say, it's a confusing thing. It's like, if you're a part in it, if you got a full pardon expungement, then you just say no. Like, you haven't been, so that's what I did. If I knew you had to mention it, even having a full expungement, I would have just made a notice there. So I came here for that reason, and then he brought that up, which I didn't know. But I was gonna bring it up anyway, that I was, you know, I was doing security, got spit on, defending myself, so now I'm in the court for that. And after I do the anger management and certain things to the court.
And then it's white.
Then the other year be off, and then my record go back to normal. So yeah, I was gonna avoid all of the whole shebang thing. But I like, I didn't know about the, I was gonna tell you about the extra thing, but I thought I was only here for the original thing. And like I said before, like, even if the new thing was never happened, I was still confused that I thought that I was able to just say no because of this situation.
But so as of right now, based on the pending AR.
Yeah, withdraw.
You're gonna withdraw?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Could have let us know ahead of time, would have gotten you out earlier, but that's okay.
You know, my line.
Get some sleep.
Appreciate it. You still live in Branford?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Was that, okay, thank you.
Thank you.